Nation, what up? It's your reigning, defending, undisputed people's champ, John B. Checking in with another scintillating scenario. Let's get into this one. I think y'all gonna like this one. Tell me what you think. All right, y'all. So here's the situation, peeping. So a guy gives his kid's mom $600 for his kid for back to school stuff, for supplies, clothes, the whole shebang. You know the drill. So here's from around the way that same $600 that he was expecting to go just to his kid, just for his kid, got split up with her other two kids because their dads didn't provide and didn't do for them what they should do. So he goes to confront her about it, and she's basically like, well, you know, my other kids' dads didn't do anything for him. I didn't think that was right, that, you know, one should be felt left out of the other, that type of thing. And, you know, that's where the, you know, the whole dialogue and, you know, the schism happens between the two. You know what I mean? So what do you think? Me personally, I'm gonna be pissed off about that. Okay. That might not be a popular opinion, but that's, damn it, my opinion. I'm not feeling it whatsoever at all. Not gonna happen. If you need some help, I appreciate you maybe coming to ask me, but if I take my hard-earned money and I expect for this money to last a certain amount of time, and you just take it upon yourself to divvy that money up amongst the other kids, I ain't feeling that. I don't think that's cool at all. I personally think, you know what I mean, that my money should go to my kid and my kid only. If you need assistance with something else, you can go ahead and open your mouth. Closed mouth don't get fed. So go ahead, open your mouth, speak something, say something. You know, but just taking my money and just going to, you know, going to the other kids without saying nothing, I ain't feeling that. Honestly, truly, I don't think that I'm alone in this. I think there's plenty of other people that feel the same way. So we reached out to a few fans to see what they would think and got their opinions on how they felt about the situation.
Yo, this real G shit I'm about to say right now. I'm on the baby mother side. You ask one baby father for $600 so you can get your kids something so they can get stuff for school or whatnot. The other two baby fathers didn't step up. They didn't provide. So you took the $600 from the first baby father and you split $200 for the other two kids. So now all three kids got shit. The baby father got he got a point to be upset. It's not his responsibility to provide for the other two kids. It's their father's job. But the mother did what the mother thought was right. And that was to provide for all her kids by any means necessary. I appreciate the fact that she did that as opposed to keeping the money for herself and buying Prada or, you know, Gucci or Fendi or any of that other shit. She used that money to get all three of her kids something because she felt the need that, you know what, it wouldn't be right if one kid has and the other two don't. So on that one, I'm with the mother on that. So if I was in that situation, I would somewhat be upset, but Dre loved the kids. So hey, I'm with the mother on this one.
This is Miss Marcy from Conversations with Miss Marcy. And I must say, I'm on the baby mama side because, first of all, you know, if she has two other children and if he gives $600 for school supplies and school clothes for his child with her, that's all he needed to do. That's all he was supposed to do. He did his part. Whatever she chooses to do with the money is on her. You know what I'm saying? So if she chooses to spend that money on her child with him and her two other children, that's perfectly fine. I mean, because at the end of the day, as long as his child is getting taken care of and what he or she needs, that's all that matters. That's all that should matter to him. So even if she do spend it on the other two children, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. He still did his part. And furthermore, he sounds a little stupid even saying that. I mean, it is what it is. When you have a child with someone who has other children, you know, and they're, those other children, fathers aren't stepping up like they should. Yeah, chances are you're going to be, picking up a little bit of their slack. And I know it doesn't seem fair, but that's what it is. I mean, because if he was to marry her, you know, she got two other kids by two other dudes that's not doing anything, he's going to pick up that slack anyway. Because, you know, those are his stepchildren or whatever, you know? So, yeah, I don't think she did anything wrong. I think that she did exactly what she was supposed to do with the money. You know, she, you know, some women be out here going to buy clothes for herself. At least she ain't going out here going on shopping sprees for herself. And, you know, going to the club, popping bottles and shit like that. She's doing what she's supposed to do. She's doing right by her children. The end.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea, repping for the Nation of Podcation. John B, always coming up with these crazy scenarios. So, $600 to the kid's mom. She's got two other kids, and she decides to spend all of that money on all three of the kids instead of the first kid who the money was intended for from that kid's parent, that kid's father. Tough situation. So, first mistake. Dude, you should not have given her $600 cash. When you gave her $600 cash, you gave her the option to make whatever choices she wanted to do with that money. That money became her money, not your money, not to tell her what to do with it because you gave her the cash. Sorry for you. That's just how life goes. Now, was she wrong to spend all of that money on the other kids? Technically, yes, without consulting him about it, saying, hey, you know, something that an easy conversation could have been had. Hey, can I spend some of this on my other kids? Blah, 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 whatever. But as a mother, as a parent, and for the mother, I agree with her 110%. You can't have the other kids going back to school not equal to the other kids. You don't want to start showing favoritism. It's all about the kids. You don't want to do that to the kids. You don't want to have this kid getting $600 worth of stuff. The other two kids have nothing or just what you can scrape together. They're barely going to school with their school supplies and they don't have any fresh school clothes. And you got another kid going with fresh Jordans, fresh haircut, new backpack, fresh clothes. You can't do that as a parent and as a sibling. I wouldn't want that for my other brothers and sisters if I had younger siblings or if I grew up with my siblings. So that's not cool at all. So I respect what the mom did. Dude, you just got to understand, once you gave her that money, that became her. So just let that be a lesson known. If you want to spend $600 on your kid, you spend $600 on your kid. Don't give it the cash to somebody and have them spend it on your kid. You spend the $600 on your child. That's how I feel about the situation. Thanks, John B., for allowing me to jump in on your episode. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation. I'm out. Peace.
That's my point at the end. It's a mess. Nobody got time for this. Nobody got time for this. But yeah. I would say for the mom, the choice to split it between the kids is right on her part, I think. And dude is just messy for getting angry or feeling some type of way about it. At this point, if the other ones ain't financial and he wants to come become financial, that's his problem. If you want to be salty because a mom is trying to help all of her kids out, you don't even need to be in the picture at that point, dude, because you should be able to understand that they is all under the household. But that's just me.
All right, now, don't be shy, but go ahead and leave them comments, and you already know the drill. Like, follow, share, subscribe, Nation of Podcation, all the platforms. Check out the videos on YouTube. Let us know what you think. Get that conversation going. It's your boy, the People's Champ, the reigning, defending People's Champ, John B., and I'm out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.